It's Thanksgiving 2025, and here is Pastor Zoni with a special Thanksgiving message.
A way of expressing my heart, Thessalonians 5:18, actually 16, says, "Be joyful always." When?
Always.
Pray continually. When?
Continually.
Then he says, this is our text, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So may I just share with you the fact that gratitude, in reality, rises from the journey and not from the setting. On Thanksgiving, we gather around tables filled with food and surrounded by people we love. But Christian gratitude does not begin with abundance. It rises in the middle of the journey. On the terrace steps, there are certain uncertain days and the nights when God seems silent. Paul doesn't say, give thanks for everything. He says, give thanks in everything. And there is a sacred difference. God never asks us to call painful things good, but he invites us to recognize his presence in every chapter of our story. So in Scripture, thanksgiving, in reality, is an act of remembrance. It's an act of remembering. Remembering that God opened paths where there were none. Remembering that grace found us when we were weak. Remembering that we never walked alone. Thanksgiving for me, and I'm sure for you, can become a personal altar of memory. A place where we look back and discover that even when we didn't notice, God was stitching together our broken seasons, healing our wounds, and giving us new beginnings. Jesus, on that he was betrayed, when there seemed to be no reason to celebrate, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. So gratitude, in so many ways, is not a reaction, but a revelation of God with us. And when we have gratitude in our heart, when we give thanks to God, something inside of us begins to change. Gratitude, believe me or not, quiets anxiety because it reminds us of who really holds tomorrow. Gratitude silences complaining because it reorders our priorities. Gratitude pushes back fear because it proclaims that God is still faithful. So spiritual life grows from the inside out. Gratitude is that inner discipline, training our hearts to see life through the eyes of God's kingdom. Concluding, believe it or not, gratitude needs to become an act of discipleship. It is a confession that God never left us on the road, and that he still speaks, even when all circumstances is to say, God sustains our families. God opened doors where none seems to be open. God gives us community. God is still working in what we do not yet understand. Gratitude, brothers and sisters, becomes a testimony. It's not only a cultural holiday, people call it Turkey Day. It's a spiritual invitation to say four things. Thank you, Lord, because you keep walking with me. Two, thank you, because I have not been forgotten by you. Three, thank you, because your faithfulness is greater than all my fears combined. And thank you, four, because you're still shaping my life. And in the quiet of this gratitude, we hear again the voice of the Good Shepherd who says, don't be afraid. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. May God grant you a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving day, honoring the presence of God in your life. Lord, I thank you for this church, for my brothers, for my sisters, for the word of testimony. I thank you, Lord, that you are always working in our hearts and lives. Even when we think the end is here, you bring us a new beginning in life. Help us to trust you, Lord, in the moments of difficulty and to be grateful in the days of victory. Now, Lord, as we leave this place, we do so with gratitude in our hearts, knowing that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed this Sunday morning. You knew I was going to say that.
Join us for some pie and some goodies in the back right now. Amen. I'm thankful for that.
Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Beverly Boulevard Four Square Church.